It's Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's time to carry out. All right, here are today's top stories. Flooding hit the Chicago area pretty hard. Between last night and today, basements and yards flooded. Cars were stalled in area viaducts. Roads were closed and flights canceled. Thousands still left without power. And more rain on the way tonight. Not good for Lake, Kane, McHenry counties, parts of Cook. We'll talk more about that coming up after 7:30 tonight. Also, how late to work do you have to be to try and drive through that flooded street? I mean, we should get someone on who tried to risk it just so we could ask, what was the hurry? What, you can't be late to work? Was it a bathroom emergency? A desire to live risky? And this was your great opportunity? Like your Thelma and Louise moment? Let's see how far I can go. Great. And now you got to climb out of your car and get cholera. So enjoy that. The S&P today decided to leave well enough alone and abandon all the talk of turning the state of Illinois into junk. They were looking to give the state that distinction for its accrued debt. But the vote last week to approve a state budget worked to fend off the junk wolves. Speaker Madigan said that he hoped that Governor... Pass. Sorry, Speaker Madigan, you don't get a win on this one just because you passed the budget after 2.5-plus years with no compromise. I mean, the fact that we're even talking about junk status had a lot to do with your leadership. So, yes, you staved off junk status for now, but you still need to know that we have the worst credit rating of any state in the union. So... thanks for the press conference. No thanks. Cool? I think we're cool.
All right.
New chief of staff for Governor Rauner wrote a memo to staff today, had this line in it: mutual respect paired with radical candor will make this an even greater place to work. What is radical candor? What? Is that an hors d'oeuvre? Or is it just loud pleasantries? Pleased to meet you! Or maybe quiet threats. Oh, hello. I look forward to destroying you. Radical candor. That must be exhausting, right? Extra, extra, read all about it. You know you can get this news for free on your phone. But anyway, the Sun-Times is reporting that tomorrow the sale will be a done deal. The paper will be acquired by former alderman Edward Eisendrath and a group of labor unions. So what's it mean? Well, for one thing, it means the paper won't be purchased by Tronc and Michael Farrow. Tronc was the other bidder. It caused a lot of drama whether or not we're going to stay a two-newspaper town. What can we expect from Eisendrath? Well, I'm reading the Sun-Times article now, and it says, it's asking me to take a survey. How many movies have I seen in the last 2 weeks? I've seen three. Okay. When's the last time I bought a washing machine? That's your answer right there. China announced today that they're setting up their first overseas military base at the Horn of Africa. This would be their first base outside their own territories. Oh, that's great. What do you get them? What do you send? What does one send to celebrate a new military base? I don't know. A fruit basket? A Jelly of the Month Club? I mean, what says thanks for escalating more than a Jelly of the Month Club, right? What says can't wait for World War III? Donuts? I don't know. Kim Kardashian is dispelling rumors of cocaine use after she posted a video where she talked about something. I don't know what it was, but in the background, it looked like lines of cocaine were on the counter. First, she said it was candy dust. Then she changed her story, said it was reflective marble. Well, one thing's for sure. Who cares? Nobody, right? Let's move on from that one. In weather, those storms were ferocious last night and this morning. And look out, more coming later tonight. The pictures of some of the yards and houses, they're hard to look at. What's worse, flooding of the yard or flooding of the basement? Who am I kidding? If the yard's flooded, chances are the basement is too. Thousands without power. Although I did read somewhere that the Chicago area has thousands without power regardless of weather. Like at all time, any moment, there are thousands without power. So when newspapers say there are 19,000 people without power, yeah, it's probably true, but there's always like 19,000 without power. I'm just saying. That's interesting. Flash flood warning tonight, 9 o'clock. In sports, the ratings are in for last night's All-Star game, and the game was actually beaten by America's Got Talent. Yep. More people opted for the talent show that features jugglers and dance troops than the shortstops and catchers of the All-Star game. Although I think the group that was eating fire last night was called Shortstops and Catchers, so there's that. The game itself was pretty, pretty boring as the American League won in extras on a Robinson Cano home run. So he's the hero. Who's the loser? Who's the GOAT? Oh, it couldn't be a Cub because we only had one guy and he was a reliever. So it was, wasn't it? Wade Davis was the only Cub, and he gave up the game winner. Avi Garcia, I don't know what he 0 for 2. So they get another day off today and tomorrow, and they'll start up the second half of the season on Friday. All eyes on both squads as the trade deadline is only 18 days away. Will the Cubs make a move to bolster the rotation? Will the Sox trade every single player on the roster? Will the Cubs focus and make a run at the upstart Brewers? Will the Sox trade every single player on the roster? Lots of questions leading into the second half. Where do Chicago sports teams rank when it comes to the most lucrative franchises in sports? Well, none of our franchises cracked the top 10 of a list put out by Forbes today. The top spot goes to the Cowboys. The Yankees are in second. The soccer club Manchester United comes in third. Our first entry on the list, the Bears at 16. Cubs right behind them at 18. The Bulls at 22. No White Sox or Blackhawks in the top 50. The Brooklyn Nets and the LA Angels, they were like 49 and 50. So that's dumb. Those teams make more money than the Blackhawks? What? To be fair, there were no hockey franchises that made the top 50, but still. Really? The Brooklyn Nets? I mean, there's no excuse for the White Sox, but the Brooklyn Nets? Lauri Markkanen had his first big game of the Summer League last night. He put up 20 points and 10 rebounds. That, my friends, is called a double-double. In a meaningless victory against the Wizards, but good stats for the stretch four, who has a chance on a rebuilding team to get taller. I don't know really what else to say. NBA free agency movement. Is Rajon Rondo going to be the backup point guard for the Lakers? Maybe. And that's been your NBA free agency movement report. Actually, great talks heating up. Carmelo Anthony to the Rockets. So the Rockets would have James Harden, Chris Paul, and Carmelo Anthony. Now we're talking, right? And finally tonight, the biggest iceberg in recorded history just broke away from Antarctica. This is not good as it signals to more trouble with global warming, rising sea levels, and attached iceberg fans. But I wouldn't worry about it. It'll melt, right? When reached for comment, the smaller iceberg said, sorry, it's me, not you. Can we still be friends? That's the carryout for July 12, 2017. Hey, here's your food. I know you don't usually tip on a carryout, but come on, have a heart. $1? Just a dollar. All right, coming up, talk about Lake County and flooding, what to expect with new rains expected tonight. And then we'll talk with the Chicago police and kids from Phillips High School learning how to talk to each other. It's Download Tonight, 720 WGN. Stay with us.